My name is Chris Jordan, and welcome. A story that yields itself and never ends. A series not necessarily about journal entries, rather someone on the other side, notes and thoughts, emotions and experiences that shape narratives about life incarnate. Welcome to the 15-Year Journal. Welcome to episode 2 of the 15-Year Journal. It's a short podcast series about arbitrary entries into a quote-unquote so-called journey of mine and a so-called journal of mine. I say so because there's only about 30 to 40 entries that I've put in over the past 15 years. Thoughts are funny, annoying little things. They literally have the power to change your life for good or bad or worse. We're mentally equipped to think so existentially out the box that you can quite literally blow your mind up. All you need is one literal crack and you're pretty much screwed. I've spent a lot of time in my life just thinking about what I'm going to do today, what I'm going to do this year, what I'm going to do in life. I think about what to wear, just like anyone else. Drink, eat, not eat, say, not say, do, not do, when to sleep, why I'm not sleeping, what is this person thinking, what am I thinking about this person, why is this happening, why is this not happening yet, when will something happen, what will happen when this or that happens. It's mania. And we haven't even gotten to the part where I actually do something yet. I do wish I could go on autopilot throughout life, you know, be the nicest sociopath that I could possibly be, live a completely mediocre life. Mediocrity, oof, yeah, that's tasty. With no quote-unquote abnormalities, as opposed to, well, you know, what I would love to say every single day in Tanga, you know, I've had a normal day. But that's quite impossible, because life, that's why, right? If I told you every morning that this was going to happen for the rest of the day, like some accurate eight ball, you'd never get out of bed, good or bad, actually. Change frightens us, it frightens me. And if it doesn't, you should actually be very wary about a person who says, I welcome change, I love change, because they're more than likely someone that's volatile, not dependable, and definitely, definitely just erratic and dangerous. For someone that always sets himself up for constant change, I run into that punching bag so much more often than not. But I do truly hate it. It's uncomfortable. And so much work and energy goes into change. I sound like a child, I know. I don't really care. I genuinely will and do and always will hate it. Give me a pacifier and just let me be, I suppose. You know, I'm not really great, it appears, at dating my entries. So when I look at the journal, this particular entry was somewhere around 2008. That year was rather horrific. When I wrote this, I didn't know yet that this year was a year I would lose my dream job. And things could go vastly pear-shaped. I will touch on that in another episode. Because I'm quite sure I saw an entry with a couple of snake eyes and a fire a few pages down, which is something I definitely want to talk about. I'm going to move to a darker side. I think that's what journals are. And just that part where, you know, you open up, you write what you're thinking, write what you're feeling, and then you kind of look back and say, wow, I'm almost kind of, I don't know, afraid to face that I was in such a dark place. Back to this particular day, I had made some quality points, which were on the up, should I say, throughout this duration or a period of chaos. The statement, make no compromises, really stood out was written three times in this one journal entry. It's odd how we do find it so difficult to put ourselves first. It's mostly because society sells this as being, well, selfish and self-centered at the very basic baseline, and a big fat no-no from everyone else. Like, ah, serve me, comfort me, help me, listen to me, be there for me. Otherwise, you're just a human being with absolutely no quality. And once again, it's absolutely exhausting, man, to be at everyone's beck and call. If only we were equipped with helping ourselves once in a while, we wouldn't be running around as if this life enslaved us like a chicken at everyone's demand. Compromises are misunderstood and abused. So I say this in this part of the journal where the statement comes up, and it really does actually have a bit of post-traumatic stress disorder. When I say think about it, to play your own game. It was well intended, but it came from a really poor influence. I had a boss who kept on telling me that I had to play this game of succeeding in the entertainment industry. And it bothered me because of the false nature of it, the plastic nature of the thought that other people will treat you accordingly. And little did I know, and I was in my 20s back then, that this is how properly navigated you should be through life. And that is how it goes. Play a game, listen, and act with purpose, mostly with misintent, either to someone else or yourself. Kill yourself for a job. Kill yourself for a partner. Kill yourself for money in the bank. Compromise. 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 Needless to say, no more compromise has still not yet been achieved. It's just too easy to get distracted by today. But I have found a healthy balance. If you can do better than I did, here are some very important points from my journal. Knowing your weakness and your strengths can help you avoid failure and achieve those goals. Again, obvious but true. Those weaknesses that you're trying so hard to stomp out of your life, well, you're wasting your time. I wasted mine, and I've said this in previous podcasts. You waste so much time trying to eradicate parts of yourself that will never, ever, 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 ever go away. They're more than likely part of your personality, who you are, and they won't go away. Accentuate your strengths to muscle out the effect of your weaknesses that you have in your life, and you'll be good to go. Here's another point. If you know what you like and dislike, can say or can't, do or won't, possess or don't, and so on and so forth, well, every move that you make or take or decision that you are supposed to commit to will always be the right one for you. And that is true. And if you can become 100% conscientious about these things, you can sleep soundly at night. Chaos will breed chaos. And chaos comes from indifference that you have with yourself. So try your best to stay away from whatever it is that you think you might need to be, and stay closer to who you are. Let's go for one more. Don't do what's the best for you. Do what's right. It almost sounds like my previous point, but it isn't. We blur the lines between what is the best and what is right. This, we all have this wonderful gluttonous nature of wanting to do something for ourselves, and that gets confused a lot of the times with doing the right thing, or also just maybe wanting to do something out of self-treatment and, you know, care. But try. I know it's hard to think about this current situation with three steps ahead of where and what it is that is happening in the now. Be a private time traveler. I really like that. In your own life, how you decide how you feel every situation within this foreseeable future, when it's right, it's right. And when it's anything else, it's going to be wrong. Remember, with all of these things, once again, do not compromise. Do not compromise on your decisions. Do not compromise on the self. Do not compromise on where you are, what you want, and so much more. End journal entry 2008.